Welcome back to Two Way Talk here on Public Radio WEAA. You've tuned to 88.9 FM, absolutely the voice of the community. The Honorable Dara Barnes proudly represents the 25th Legislative District in the Maryland House of Delegates. He is the chair of the Legislative Black Caucus. Mr. Chairman, welcome to Two Way Talk.
Good afternoon. How are you?
It's always great to talk to you. You are leading the Legislative Black Caucus with so much energy and new energy. I'm very excited to have you on our program. Talk to us a little bit about what are the priorities, what are your priorities as chairman of the Legislative Black Caucus of Maryland?
You know, last year, the Speaker of the House put together what I like to call a Black Agenda. And that Black Agenda is really focused in on equity and inclusion for Black Marylanders to make sure that they have an opportunity to create generational wealth. Right here in the state of Maryland, we just passed a big piece of legislation which we're bringing sports betting to the state of Maryland, which is yet another multi-million-dollar industry coming before the state, and we want to ensure that minorities have an opportunity to participate in ownership within the sports betting industry.
Wow.
To create that generational wealth.
Now, interestingly enough, whether we're talking about cannabis, we're talking about sports betting, a lot of revenue generators have been talked about, debated, and are coming to fruition here in the state of Maryland. Is it a priority to make sure that the Legislative Black Caucus fights for minority representation in these fields?
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at not just in sports betting, but medical cannabis.
Yes.
We're in a conversation now on how do we legalize recreational marijuana here in the state of Maryland. And part of those conversations are centered around diversity and equity and inclusion. When you start looking at procurement opportunities and how small businesses as a whole, is how are we putting those things at the forefront and we're saying that Maryland is open for business.
Mm, that's a good theme right there. You have been in the legislature for some time. How has it changed? How has being able to provide resources and services to the community changed being a legislator?
Well, you know, every 4 years you have an opportunity to bring on new people.
Yeah.
So with new people, you have new ideas and a new way of doing things. And I've always said for myself, I'm willing to work with anyone that shares the same ideology. The methodology may be a little bit different, but the approach is all the same. And in this case, we want to do what's best for Marylanders. And we want to put Maryland in the forefront of leading the way that every other state in the union is wondering, how in the world is Maryland making those things happen?
Mm-hmm.
And I think right now we're doing a great job of that. For the first time in 438 sessions, we have a Black speaker. For the first time, we have a Black president pro tem and Melanie Griffith. And you have myself as the chair of the Maryland Legislative Black Caucus. So right now is the time that I've always said that we want to be bold and courageous in the things that we're doing and making those bold and courageous steps in order to make the changes that we want to see.
Now, you all have an event coming up that we want to let people know that they can participate in. Can you tell us about this event?
Sure. The event is actually tomorrow at 6 p.m.
It's at
the Westin Hotel at the BWI Airport. This is a reception that the Legislative Black Caucus is putting on with the Black Caucus Foundation to say that we want all the candidates that's running for governor, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, or independent, to be in the room. And there's only one question that we're asking all of them, and that is, tell us what's your Black agenda. What are you going to do for Black Marylanders? And there do I say, if Black Marylanders are taken care of, there do I say the whole state of Maryland is taken care of. So I want them to be able to articulate in their own words what they're going to do, how they're going to do it, and then how are they going to make those things transparent? Because I've challenged them all not to just come with words, but to also put those words on their website so all people can see that they're looking out and creating a Black agenda for the state of Maryland.
How are you going to hold them accountable to that? Because like you said, Mr. Chairman, words are good, but words really don't make things happen. How do you hold them accountable for a black agenda?
Well, part of it is that I have standing with me the NAACP, the ACLU, the Urban League, and the Christian Leadership Conference, and so many other black organizations around the state of Maryland will be there or tomorrow. And they're all standing there, and they're all waiting on my signal to say that regardless of the color of your skin, I want to make sure that you're putting forth an agenda that really resonates with black Marylanders. What are you doing about criminal justice reform,
yes,
education, transportation, economics, and there do I leave out the environment? So I think if we can now have those bold and sometimes unapologetic conversation centered around those items, then we can make those things transparent on their website so everyone in the state of Maryland can see those things. Then we have an opportunity to hold them accountable for what they said and what they wrote.
Mm. Now, that's tomorrow at 6 p.m. at the Westin Hotel out at the airport at BWI. But let me ask you this. Is it an event that people in the public should be attending? Will they get a chance to hear these candidates and ask questions as well?
Absolutely. Right now, we have over 300 persons that have RSVP'd.
Wow.
This will be live streamed on all social media platforms. I've already been in contact with the Washington Post, the Baltimore Sun, Maryland Matters, the Washington Informer, the Afro Magazine. Everybody is covering this story to ensure that the words that comes out of these folks' mouths, that we are, once again, able to hold them accountable.
Now, this election is critical. We're coming off of two terms of a governor. The state really needs, I love what you said, we're open for business, but the state really does need strong leadership in the state. What are you looking for? What are the qualities you're looking for? Not a particular person, but the qualities you're looking for of someone to lead the state of Maryland.
Well, you know, one of the things that I've always said is that we would no longer continue to just support or endorse a candidate with nothing in return.
Amen.
Meaning that I want to see who your lieutenant governor pick is.
Mm-hmm.
And is that lieutenant governor just a ceremonial position, or is that someone that's actually going to help you govern the state of Maryland? And then more importantly, outside of the governor and the lieutenant governor, is who are you putting in your cabinet that's reflective of the state of Maryland?
Mm-hmm.
And who are you putting in these positions that's really, once again, going to look at the black agenda to ensure that our concerns and needs are met? This, if anything, this COVID-19, this pandemic has disclosed or uncovered that zip code 20743, which is in Prince George's County, has one of the highest population for disparity on health care. You know, so those things I think are important that we look at the governor,
mm-hmm,
but also his cabinet, his lieutenant governor, and I'm looking for someone with new innovative ways on how we're doing business and being creative. Those things I think will resonate with voters, and I know they will resonate with black voters here in the state of Maryland.
I know a lot of people have been following your career. A lot of people wish you were running for governor. I'm not putting you in an awkward position, but you have exhibited extraordinary leadership. You also serve as the Deputy Majority Whip. You're the second vice chair of the Prince George's County delegation. You are also a veteran. And tell my listeners about your experience as a veteran and how that informs you as a legislator.
Well, as a veteran of the United States Navy and the United States Army, I think it just the military has taught me about leadership skills, punctuality, working collaboratively, working as a team, as a unit. And I've been able to transfer those skills into what I do today. And I think this is probably the most joyous career that I've ever had. Some days are better than others, just like any other profession, but I truly enjoy what I'm doing. And at the end of the day, we want to make sure that we're making a difference for the state of Maryland. And I think we're doing just that.
Now, what are, and final question before I want you to give the information, the details about tomorrow night as well, what are the priorities, what will be your priorities as the legislature goes back into session this January?
Well, I think the number one thing that we're all looking at is should we or should we not legalize marijuana in the state of Maryland? And should we put that as a referendum? Or should we pass a bill that is meaningful for the benefit of the state? And the Speaker of the House has put together a work group that I am a part of that is looking at all things related to legalizing marijuana in the state of Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are some things that we need to shore up on our criminal justice reform bill that we just passed last year that I think, you know, will make sure that Maryland is moving in the right direction when it comes to police accountability. And once again, if you look at health care and the health disparities, we have to do some things that that I think will make Maryland the number one place to live, work, and eat right here because of the health things that we're doing in Maryland. And then lastly, you know, if you look at the eviction rate and housing moratorium,
mm-hmm.
I think where there are some laws that we need to look at to protect our Marylanders that I know that we will be part of the conversation or the agenda moving forward.
Wow, that's a full agenda. Could you give us the details for tomorrow night, and where should people go if they need to register?
Well, right now the registration is closed, but
we're still
saying that you can come. The event is tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. at the Westin Hotel at the BWI Airport. It's a nice reception. There will be heavy hors d'oeuvres. And it's an opportunity to network and meet the candidates,
mm-hmm.
regardless if you're a Republican, Democrat, or Libertarian even.
Uh-huh.
Those individuals will be in the room. Folks will have an opportunity to shake their hand, meet them, ask them tough questions, and then be able to hear from them what they're going to do as far as their black agenda here in the state of Maryland.
The Honorable Daryl Barnes is chair of the Legislative Black Caucus of Maryland. He represents the 25th Legislative District in the Maryland House of Delegates. Mr. Chairman, thank you for your time. I hope you have a great turnout tomorrow. Thank you for the work that you do.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Two-Way Talk will be back right after this break.
Good evening on Light Evening on Light Evening on Light Evening.